Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side Open Mic, and hello everybody, and tonight a combination of Open Mic and Matt are glad. We apologize to all of our listeners and fans and anyone who knows Inner Sight. We had no control over the fact that Blog Talk Radio was completely out last night, all day yesterday, I should say. All the shows were off, as far as I know. And they did not notify us, so we couldn't send out a tweet, you know, as to maybe what time the broadcasting would resume or anything like that. So we had absolutely no control. And Blog should have been more specific and more attentive to letting people know what's going on. I'm not happy with
Hello, everybody. Just wanted to give you a lowdown. Our ghost was popped off the off the board, so give him a little bit to call back. Okay? Thank you. And if anything still is not better in like a few minutes, I will try and call him directly. Okay. In the meantime, I'm going to just do one, what do they call it? One advertisement, and that is for Able News. Okay, here it comes. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't do that yet because it didn't come up as a, you know, commercial. So let me do that now. Wow. I'm sorry. Give me a second. I have to get to it. No, it's not even doing that. All right. Hold up, and I will try to do that. Hi, I'm back again. I rebooted, and I'm hoping that if I call him, he'll be able to reboot, you know. All right, so hold on a second. I'm going to give him a call.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, here he is.
I just realized that I got off the air. Are you there?
I'm here, yeah. Well, I wanted to go in and start it again, but you beat me to the punch.
Why didn't you alert me that I got knocked off the air?
I was knocked off, too. Don't feel bad. So I couldn't even do that.
How were you knocked off?
They just hung up on me, and that was it. I had to dial back in and everything.
I don't know how that happened with you. I know how it happened with me, but not with you. Anyway, reiterate what I said, because it obviously didn't go out over the airwaves. Our deepest condolences to Lorraine and her family for the death of Loretta Jones, who passed in a horrible nursing home. Mm-hmm. And we will be honoring her the next week on Inner Sight.
Lorraine is on, by the way.
It'll be a special open mic next Tuesday. And also our apologies for yesterday, Blog not informing us when when they were going to be resuming broadcasting. We had no idea, no clue. And we couldn't even, if we wanted to, tweet it out. They didn't give us any information. So we apologize to our listeners And I want to give a special apology to Laura in Montana. She's on mountain time. And the other day she tried to get in her sight and couldn't. I don't know what happened. I don't know, with her phone, a blog, or what. But we apologize for that. We have no control and no communication other than an email. There's no phone communication with the people who run this station. So I'm not happy with that. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and let's take a call. We have Lorraine on the line.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Here she comes.
Hey, Lorraine's call on the air. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. Hi, Suzanne.
Yeah.
Hi, Spring. How are you?
Yeah. Hi.
Yes.
Yeah. So sorry about Loretta, you know.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as I mentioned a minute ago, we'll be doing a tribute to her a week from tonight.
Yes. Thank you.
The family, of course, welcome.
Yeah, I text my daughter to let them know about next Tuesday.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to bill it as a special open mic. And because of her death, we're going to add something to Inner Sight. We're going to have it so that anyone who has a relative or a loved one that passes in a nursing home and they want them honored on Inner Sight, we will. So we're going to include that as part of our programming. And Loretta
That's
will be
beautiful.
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people need to know the horrible state and what's going on in these places. It's just horrendous.
Yes, they do.
So I don't want to ask you too much because, you know, we'll do the whole show next Tuesday, but
okay.
Is there any word as to what was the actual cause of death? Do you have any word on that?
No. No one said anything about what the actual cause of death. The only thing I know, a couple of weeks ago, I think about three, four weeks ago, it might be even sooner, prior to her death, they found her on the floor. I think it was one morning, like I told you before, and she said she don't know how she got there.
Yeah. Well, you don't know
it.
I'm sorry, go ahead. If she sustained a head injury or any kind of an injury.
I have no idea.
Well,
I don't know because I know if she had a head injury, it was gone untreated. They didn't really look into it. If it was that, and it takes, you know, a couple of days, at least a week before, you know, the injury starts really hurting them. It takes a couple of weeks before, you know what I'm trying to say, before the effects of that, you know, injury.
Yeah. Well, if David or Audra, or both of them, take the case, I'm sure you'll find out the answers to all these questions.
Yes.
You know, what caused the death and what happened and, you know, I hope he does take it. I really do.
I hope so, too.
Because,
I mean,
it won't
bring my aunt back. It would just be the principle of it. They were negligent.
Right. It was.
Oh, yeah. There's always negligence in those places. Tomorrow night's show, the nursing home show, the subtitle of which is nursing homes are in with the devil.
Oh, yeah.
That's it's a good title.
It's so true.
I like the way you said it.
You know, yeah. They conjure up evil. They practice evil. Mm. They dwell on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give some proof of that tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We talk. We got proof of why we say this. All right. So, Inner Sight definitely salutes Loretta Jones and people like
Thank
her.
You.
And, you know, we will press on. With your permission, maybe we could include her in the petition to help
yeah,
get
can, yeah.
to
yeah.
turn these damn homes into accessible housing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would like to include her story. You know, so to help others, and maybe prevent things like this from happening.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight open mic brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, adopting Nikita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.net, the email. And we thank them for all their help. And we thank them for the rescue of the Akita. All right. Hey, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. My good friend Tom and Michelle, operating owners over there. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. Catering, lunch, dinner. 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. So check them out, Bellport, New York. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for all their help. My very good friend, John Corrado, the president and owner, and all the others that are working with John, Suffolk Bus Corp. Thank you so much. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York. All right. And let's see. You better get the Able News ready.
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
It's out there. Brought to you by Able News, paper on and about the disabled.
Okay, here
with
it comes.
Able
News, you got it?
Paper for,
yep.
by, and about
yep.
the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, we're brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and all the youngsters. The Inner Sight reminding you, go an extra mile for a child. Good to keep that in your heart and in your mind. Inner Sight, open mic tonight. And if you want to stay in shape, here's a good number to have. 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight, with Devin Fernandez at 631-445-3464. So make a note of that. You need dog food, cat food for your animal? We got a good number for you on that one, too. My buddy Gary, nobody's starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And if you're disabled and you can't get to his location, let him know. Sometimes he can have the food brought to you. Again, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Inner Sight and Open Mic. If you're out there and you want to talk about anything at all, 213-816-1650 is the number. Call in. And if you tried to listen last night, we apologize for the dead air that you had to endure.
Same thing.
So we came through it. Yeah. All right. You know, some of these companies, well, it's big money. They really many a times take advantage of people. I heard tonight on the news that Disney didn't pay a lot of the people who made this their last big movie. I forget the name.
Oh boy.
What's going to happen with that? You know, it's going to be, if they don't settle it, there'll be all kinds of lawsuits for that.
Better believe
so,
it.
So, you know, and there's another lawsuit with one of the big drug companies. I think it's Pfizer. Alleging some other company, alleging that they stole their formula or something. I don't know. It's so crazy. I can't keep up with all this stuff. But I do know that through it all, people suffer. You know? All right, Inner Sight. And don't forget, tomorrow night's our nursing home show. And, of course, the title of it is Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. And that's always the title. Tomorrow night's title, Nursing Homes Are In With the Devil.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. Reminds me of that joke that Joe Pine had. Joe Pine was a talk show host, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago. He was on Channel 5, and he had a guy on, and this guy was the head of the church for the devil. You know. So Joe is, he had a sort of a weird, dry type of humor, you know. And he's sitting there, and he says to this guy, he said, you know, I'd tell you where to go, but you'd enjoy it.
Oh, goodness.
That was Joe Pine, and if the shoe fits, wear it. All right, Inner Sight, Open Mic, and it really angers me. You know, this would have been last night's my number one mad, of course. Really angers me what happened to Loretta Jones and people like her and all the others. And all the others, I hate to say, all the others that it's going to happen to.
Right?
There's no remedy coming forth from these places or from the governor. So, Inner Sight, determined to make up for that. We're going to keep letting the world know that people are important. The person in the nursing home is just as important as the President of the United States, in my mind, and in the mind of millions of us. And they should be protected.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 213-816-1650. Anybody calling in?
No, not yet.
Anybody?
Just us.
Quiet Line, so far.
Well, I have both a mad and a glad.
I know it's good.
Open mic.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Upon Sunday, well, one glad I do have is my daughter got engaged on Friday. That would be August 11th, the same day we found out my aunt passed.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Like she passed in the Monday, I think it was in the morning or something. Found out my daughter got engaged the same exact, you know, on the same day, you know. But the thing about it, my family was supposed to get together on August the 12th for my daughter's birthday, but it was raining, so we postponed it till Sunday. We went to Sunken Meadow State Park. The whole day was nice, beautiful, and everything like that. Now, it was just before sunset, right? We were getting ready to go home. So, you know, the sun is very, very blinding. Now, we started to proceed on the highway. So we were going. I mean, everything was all fine and everything. So the sun got right in the face of my husband's face right there. So he did not know that there was somebody on the left-hand side and came right in the middle where we were at. Right in the middle. My daughter was up ahead because we were following my daughter. Right? So Melvin had to jam on the brakes to keep from hitting these people. And we did a full 180 spin. The car started to spin, and it was burning rubber as it spun. So how he managed to get in control of the truck, because we have a 2004 Tahoe. He ended up on the other side where, you know, the traffic was coming towards him, like head on. So he managed to, you know, nobody was coming his way. So he spun the car around real fast. And as we were getting ready to drive on home, my daughter got alongside of him and told him to, you know, pull over to see if everybody was okay. So she said, you know what, I'm not going to take Alicia home right now. I'm going to follow y'all home. I'm going to let y'all, you know, I'm going to lead y'all home. So she led us home, but she led us home in a way where there was no sun, no traffic, and hardly no traffic, so we got home pretty safe. So I thank God. I mean, those angels were surrounding us. I mean, wow.
Well, do you think
I wouldn't have been talking to y'all right now.
Yeah. Do you think Angel Loretta was watching over you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Definitely.
Yep. The angels, God. I felt like everyone up in heaven was watching that almost accident.
Wow.
That's a definite glad.
Yes.
That is.
It took some strength. Yeah. Some strength to get hold of that truck.
Let me ask you something. Your daughter got engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Does Mama approve of the gentleman?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. From the very beginning
that I met him,
I approved him. Yes. They were at Cape Cod when they got him. They were walking along the beach. I think it was when he got down. The scenery was very nice and romantic, she said. And he proposed to her. I knew it because, you know what, it was so funny. I was talking to Mel during that week. I said, it would be nice if they're, you know, vacationing and Sean proposes to her. And found out he did. And I didn't even know that was going to happen. I just felt something. Yeah, I just felt something, and it did.
How long have they been going together?
Well, they knew each other when they were in high school. They started out as high school friends. Yeah, everybody was in their inner circle. Everybody knew each other. You know, they knew each other years prior to them starting to date. Yeah, and they've been dating.
To come together.
And his parents love it because his parents are teachers. Not that that makes a difference. And she's getting ready to go for her, she already has a double master's. So now she's getting ready to go for her third master's.
Well, now you go through a wedding.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Now we got to plan a wedding.
Big wedding.
They you said know, that they'll be probably tying the knot in 2025.
Wow.
Yes, yes, I have a surgery. My surgery is coming up September the 19th for a third cornea transplant.
Oh, wow.
I'd like to button to your business a little bit, having been through many, many surgeries with my eyes.
Yes, I have.
There's a lot of things going on today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new medicine that clears the eyes. You know, I believe it's called Blur, and it's
mm-hmm.
organic. It's been invented by one of the top scientists or eye doctors in the world. And I would urge you to try it.
Okay.
I mean, what do you got to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's a whole thing on it on YouTube, and I'm sure you could find it online.
Yes.
Google, you know. I would definitely explore that, you know, and see, you know, they're going to give you case history, the people that it's helped and all that, you know.
Mm.
Let's check it out.
Okay.
Got nothing to lose. You can avoid surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it would help the condition that you have. You have to find out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah,
all right.
Out.
That's right. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
No, that's all.
Inner sight and open mic and don't forget about SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, and we want to thank them for promoting our nursing home shows. One Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 in the city. Right on your phone or your internet. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, and the solution to the nursing homes, how to get rid of them and turn them into something good, accessible housing. So that's on Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And SILO, our independent living center here, backing the whole thing for us. 631-880-7929. If you need any help and you're in Suffolk County, give them a call. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, back on the air from whatever caused that
mm-hmm.
blackout of blogs yesterday. I don't think we'll probably never know.
Mm-hmm.
We're back. And
thank goodness
we usually get we usually get Louie the lip on the air. I don't know if we'll
let me check.
And Sweet Pepper Treat too. I don't even know if they know we're back on.
Okay, hang on.
Pepper has the night off, by the way.
We have Louie.
Okay.
We have Louie, friend.
All right, we got Louie on the line from Inner Sight. And Louie likes to tell us about the funnies. So, Louie and Lip Rivera, live on Inner Sight.
Hey. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
What are you testing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm testing your Blog Talk Radio. Make sure we got it nice and clear on the air.
Yeah.
Well, you probably know better than them. You got more smarts than they got.
Something's wrong with the microphone on the Blog Talk Radio. Maybe they're falling asleep on the switch.
That's it. He's got it all figured out. See, it's more than they told him.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Hey, Frank, you got a napkin on you or a tissue?
Yeah, why?
I was cracking up my funny bone. I was laughing like hard. I broke in tears right in my eye.
I thought you were going to blow your nose on the air and scare me.
I am blown. I don't have laughing, but it was cock.
Yeah, so,
Since you brought it up. Ask me a question. Talk to Rosanna Dana. Go ahead, Frank.
Yes. Do you make a lot of noise when you blow your nose?
No, I don't want to blow my brains out. No.
Some people go, like that.
Oh, there you go.
That's why I blow my nose.
Oh, all right. Well, we got to get you to blow your nose Friday night. It'll be funny.
I thought I lay a bomb in the toilet. I have a gas.
What'd you do? Eat too many beans?
Yeah, right.
I had too many hamburgers.
Uh-oh.
Hamburgers? Hey, Lou, how come you never eat turkey burgers?
I eat it sometimes.
Oh, you do? Oh, you like them, right? Mm-hmm.
I like to put some white cheese on top.
Yeah. How about some horseradish? Oh, that's good. You ever eat horseradish?
I eat it. It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Horseradish is good, man. Good food, too.
I give some to the dog.
You do?
Dog.
What does the dog do?
Hey, wait a minute. I have a can of horseradish. I got to scoop some up. I'm going to give some to Cherubel. He's going to have some of that.
Nah, I won't eat that.
Come on, Cherubel. It's not going to hurt you.
It burns. No good. It's too hot.
Yeah. I'll put some horseradish and put hot sauce on it.
Yeah, right. Horseradish with hot sauce.
No spaghetti for Cherubel.
Yeah. Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
What are we going to do Friday night to make it funny? Think of something funny. Something weird. I don't know.
Hi, Lorraine. Lorraine went off the air.
No, she's still on here.
Lorraine, you there?
Hello, Suzanne.
Let me check. Hi, Lou. How you doing?
Lorraine.
All right. Happy to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you, Lou.
Yeah, I hear your voice through the phone.
She's there, but she doesn't have, I guess, the mic on, or by her. I'll put a mute on.
Hey, Lou, let me ask you a question now.
Yeah, ask her from Rosanna Dana.
Did you ever sit on a paper toilet bowl?
No, I do. No. Oh, I got the right I got the right bathroom.
Oh yeah, you have to. Otherwise, the girls
paper
will be screaming.
Toilet bowl.
Yeah, imagine girls that. Beat me up in the bathroom.
What happened? Girls beat you up. What did they do to you?
I'm in the wrong restroom. That's what it is. He beat me up.
Oh, they want to throw you out?
No, they didn't throw me out. They gave me kissy-kissy.
Oh, they beat you up with kissy-kissy.
Yeah.
Well, that's a new way.
I got to stay still before they give me a kiss. I got to stay still.
Yeah, 836 New York, inner sight.
8:36 de la tarde, de la noche, radio in the sight, Frank Perino de Puerto Rico.
Hey, remember that guy on Jack Benny? Everybody thought he was Spanish, but he was Jewish. I went to school with his son, Noel. Mel Blanc, remember him?
Yep.
I think so, yeah.
He used to be on Jack Benny a lot. Remember him, Lou?
Yeah. Is this the voice of Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Barney Rubble, and many others?
Oh, he did? I didn't know that.
Voice of Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, Road Runner.
Yeah.
Mel Blanc.
Yeah.
Yeah, his son and I were classmates. I said to him one day, I said, where's your dad? Oh, he had to go to California.
Working
out
there. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh. Gotcha.
Where they go to do all the movies. California, here I come.
There you go.
Back where I started from. Yeah. All right, I want to talk about on Friday. I want to talk about all the weird people I met in school. Weird people you meet in school, including teachers. You know, I think I'm going to talk about that
on Friday. Oh, cool.
On Friday.
Mhm.
All right. Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Suzanne, be quiet.
Ugh. Sorry.
Yeah, so listen, Luke, give us a promo for Friday.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, got listen up to Roseanne O'Dana. And I'm going to the ladies' room for Jerry Lewis also. Make sure you call on Friday night. Make sure you call on Friday night from Intersight Fireworks on Friday from 8 to 9 o'clock in the evening. I'm going to have a lot of fun with Red Skelton, Mel Blanc, Jack Benny, Gene Kelly, Ed Norton, Ralph Kramden, and Alice Kramden, and so much more. And a love drop, too.
All right. That's a good list.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
got Louie the Lip.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Suzanne. I'm talking to Roseanne then, about Suzanne, the engineer. And I tell Suzanne once I talk to that lady, what are you doing fun with my lady for? And I had to talk to Connie and Chrissy. I had to put me on a show with those female ladies. And those ladies can get along with me all the time. They go, and many more. They give lots of scangri to the turn the ladies on and so on and so on. And crack your funny bone.
Hey, Lou, what happened to Connie and Chrissy? Are they still around?
I saw Connie every Saturday, but no Chrissy.
Connie, but no Chrissy. You're hoping he's all right.
Yeah,
right. Gotta try to.
Maybe I can find Connie and Chrissy online on internet.
Yeah
you might be
I don't
able.
Know why. You might be able to. Yeah.
Are you surprised at me about Connie and Chrissy, Suzanne?
Yeah,
I'll be surprised.
I know.
Those pretty two ladies.
Yeah.
All right, so don't forget to come on Friday. We're going to have some fun. And we're going to tell everybody why people put paper on the toilet seat.
Hey, Frank, I'm too shy to go for Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah,
I'm too
shy.
What? Lorraine, I'm too shy.
No, don't do that.
Feel free and have my fun.
No, you're not. You're actually outgoing.
The engineer, be quiet.
Okay,
silencio. Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
Nothing shy about Louie
Rivera. Yeah. It's all right, Frank. I'm having my hilarious fun. That's all.
You want to You want to give us a little song before you go off?
Today is Tuesday, Frank.
Yeah, I know. Give us a little funny song. Something weird.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, and away with the first eye they wore. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, with a tie right a first eye today. Bop 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 bop. Tell the people what they wore.
All right, in a sight. We'll see you Friday, Lou.
Hey, Lorraine, you take care. Suzanne, you take care. Love you.
I love you, too.
I will.
Okay.
Love
bye-bye,
you too.
Suzanne.
Bye-bye, Lou.
All right.
Take
in
care
of
there, ladies.
Open my quiz board, please.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Inner sight and... don't forget, tomorrow night, our nursing home show, Turn the Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. The theme tomorrow night is Nursing Homes Are In With the Devil. And if you've been there, you know what I mean. So don't forget, tomorrow night, 8 to 9, Nursing Home Show. And tomorrow night at 11, on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, the television version of Inner Sight, 1997 in the city, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, RCN 84 on the Manhattan Network, and Verizon Files 35 on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And also, you can pick that up on your phone or your internet or your laptop. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel tomorrow night, 11 o'clock. So catch the Inner Sight Show and help get rid of these horrible nursing homes. Sign the petition. We have two petitions. Please read them. We want you to be informed. We like people to sign, but we also like people to be informed. And that way you can speak out better and give information. In October, we're planning to have our first news conference, probably the first news conference ever, to present the solution to these nursing homes. And I'm hoping we're going to get covered by the Associated Press. We're going to try our best, because this is the first time that there is a real, solid solution for us to work on. And that's the key. Everybody has to get together and work on this and get out there and get names on the petition.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to impress a lame-ass Congress when it comes to the disabled. They are lame in so many different ways. So we're going to have to wake them up and impress them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot more than just a few people on Inner Sight. We need millions to get out there and say, hey, we've had enough of these places. We don't want them anymore. Turn them into something good. Accessible housing. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. So sign the petition, change.org. You want to tell them where they can sign the petition?
Yeah, I could tell them. Go to change.org, and when you're there, you're going to go to another area, which is, you know, where on the right-hand side, very high on that side, and you could just grab the magnifying glass. You've probably heard of all these terms, but I'm just going to remind you of them. And then you go, after that, you go to the magnifying glass. You write in Inner Sight, INNERSIGHT, Inner Sight. And that's it.
All right, and read the petition. There's two of them, one on the service dogs and
right.
one on the nursing homes. We determined, especially since the death of Milton, to license these schools and to regulate them so that people can be more protected, so the dogs can be more protected. So that petition is up there also. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
What's the latest number on the nursing home petition? Any?
Let me look. Yes. Hold on.
See if we have a...
I hope it's higher.
On that one.
Hold on. I'll start.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic. 213-816-1650. If you're out there and you want to pick a subject, talk about what you want. Anyway, from sports to anything. You know, just feel free to call in. Press the prompt, the one, and we'll try to recognize you.
Okay. So far,
yes.
So good, Frank. Hold on.
Inner
yes.
Sight.
Inner Sight. I said that the I just got it coming up, but it's very slow. It's on. Hold on. It's going to take a bit. It's very slow, like I said.
150 names I want.
Are you going to say on mine? On ours, I should say.
Yes.
Oh, here it is. 107.
Nah, we got to build that up. That's not
yes,
enough.
We do.
Nowhere near.
I'm going to go to the mall one of these days. I'll be going there and asking for the person who
first,
is
you got to be quiet
and
listen to what I say.
Oh, okay, go
you
ahead.
You
got
to build that up. You got to send it out. You got to get people to move on it. You're not sending it out enough. You're not moving on it. You got to move on that. You're supposed to be the head of the nursing home show. You got to do a lot more. We need somebody who's really going to pump this thing up.
I am.
Millions
you know what? A lot of people died in my family. I said a lot of people passed away in my family, and I'm very willing to do that. But I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Right now I have all my teeth out, and it's hurting.
You got to get it out there. You're not doing anything with it.
I paid money for some of the advertisement, and I don't know if you know that. I kept paying for it, and I just can't afford it right now.
So that doesn't do it. It doesn't get
yeah, it
that
does.
Many names.
I'll do it, and I'll show you what it's like.
First
okay.
touch. You know, get out there and spend a couple of hours outside and show people pictures of people from nursing homes. Move them.
Yeah.
You know, get them the sign. Get them to put it up in their store or whatever.
Yeah,
what
I need some, brochures. Not brochures. I need something I could give them so they'll know what we're, how we are and what we're doing. We need something.
No, write it out.
Yeah.
Put pictures on it.
Yeah, I will.
All right, Inner Sight. Open mic, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
No.
All right. So don't forget, Friday night is our funnies. Every Friday, the frolic. You know, we'll have some crazy fun over here and talk about some weird things. And by the way, if you'd like to be on the show, drop us a line. Send us an email, innersight, 1620-1620 @gmail.com. Tell us what you'd like to talk about. Or you can call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And leave a phone number where we can call you back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. So open my. Let's go. Go down the week. Monday night here is Mad or Glad. Anything you're mad about or glad about. Tuesdays is open mic tonight. Wednesday's the nursing home show. And Thursday is usually a different subject to talk about. Friday's the funnies. Now, next Tuesday, we'll be honoring Lorraine's aunt who passed away in the nursing home, Loretta Jones. So that'll be a special open mic. And we'll be billing it on the Twitter. Everybody will know about it. Yeah. We need more agencies. More people. More volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
To join with us to accomplish the goals. You know, to get out there and let people know about the petition, about the show, and get those names, especially on that nursing home petition. Give us the
count.
Give us the count of listens.
Okay.
How many people?
Okay, give me a second. One second. It's just taking its damn ass time. Yeah.
121,600 was the last count I remember. Let's see how we.
Yeah, it was close to that. Yeah, for sure.
That.
For the Trevor Stoke School, right? I'm waiting for this to come up.
What?
I said I'm waiting for it to come up.
Do it quietly. Quietly.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry.
101,600 plus was the last number I remember on the list.
Right. The listens at 606. It's 121,606.
All right. So we added
listens.
A few people.
Yeah, we did.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
now, if half of those people would go on change.org, sign the petition on the nursing home, and both of them, you know, that would be a miracle. But that's the kind of reaction we need.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get to the people. People probably don't know that people go to nursing homes to die.
Yeah, they do.
They're probably not aware of that. They don't think
mm-hmm.
about it. Use that to move them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to die in a nursing home?
Hell no.
That's what you need to do. Anybody who wants to help needs to do that.
Yeah.
Got to get
we
that.
Have a, we have total supporters, right? Holy, why does this move from another one to another one? I just had it on the screen. 76,000, 900 something, because I am not able to get back to it right away.
You're talking about the service dog petition?
And the combination of the service dog and the nursing home one is, let's see, 75,908. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with the nursing home. That's mostly for the service dog.
That's correct. I need to get around this figure when I go out, you know.
You have to get people moving.
Yeah.
Sign that damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in a sight. And we'll be with you tomorrow night. on the Nursing Home Show. I want to thank all our listeners, friends, people. Again, we apologize for the loss last night. And once again, our deepest condolences to Lorraine's family.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number 631-224-3090. So be with us tomorrow night. I'd like to add, at least 1,000 names to that petition.
I would love it. Really,
the show.
It.
1,000 names tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You got to send it out.
Yeah.
Beat the drum.
I agree with
send
that.
It out.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night. And goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone. Have a good evening.